Well, hi, this is Steve Hall. Thanks for listening today. Several years ago, Vicki and I put together a list, it's on our website, that we called Marks of Christian Growth. And I kind of took it upon myself, with a lot of input from Vicki, to make a list of some skills that we believe that Christians ought to seek to develop if they really want to grow strong in the Lord. And so if you want to look at that list, it's called Marks of Christian Growth. Go to AboundingJoy.com and do a search for Marks of Christian Growth, and you'll find that list. Some of these skills are skills you already know. Some of them, if you're not practicing them or haven't developed them, you can do that pretty quickly. And then others of these skills are not so quick. You know, some of these will take a lifetime of study and development, and we'll work on them our whole lives. So there are all kinds of different skills listed here, not in order of importance. I've tried to categorize them a little bit. The first group I put under the heading of Bible study. And if you've been around me very long, or just about any Bible teacher, they will talk a lot about Bible study. You hear it talked about in Sunday school. You hear it preached from the pulpit a lot. If you're in a small group, obviously you're there for Bible study. And a lot of Christians just haven't developed the skills they need to do more effective Bible study. Of course, everybody can pick up a Bible and read, and that's important. We need to be doing that. But there are other skills that will help us get into God's Word more effectively, learn how to study the Bible better. And we're going to talk about some of these things in upcoming podcasts. The first thing on that list says, find what other Bible passages say about a particular topic or verse. And I believe this is a really important skill that any Christian needs to develop if he or she wants to really become a good student of God's Word. And of course, what we're talking about is what we often call the ability to run cross references. And this can be very simple if you've got a Bible with some cross references, but it can also get a little more involved, and I would encourage you to get a little more involved in this ability to run cross references. But many Bibles have a little superscript letters in the Bible text that refer to a footnote, or in some cases, just have another reference there, and you go to that other Bible reference, and you see something else the Bible has to say about this verse you're looking at. We call those cross references. Over 40 years ago, I discovered a wonderful, wonderful book called The Treasure of Scripture Knowledge. It was an ingenious book. It was put together in the early 1800s, and it has over 500,000 cross references. Very tiny print. Arranged in biblical order, starts with Genesis, goes all the way through the book to Revelation, just like the Bible. And it's kind of keyed to the King James Version. And the way it was put together is each word that began a phrase in a verse would be given, and then that word would be followed by several cross-references, all of which were references to other verses that related to the phrase you're looking at in the verse you're studying. For example, if you were looking at John 3:16, you'd see the word God followed by several references to other verses. And then you'd see the word gave followed by some other references. And then you'd see the words that whosoever followed by some other references. And so you can see what's going on here. The first phrase, for God so loved the world, those references relate to that phrase. And then the next word, gave, that he gave his only begotten son, and those next verses have to do with that phrase. And then the words, that whosoever, and you know the end of the verse, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life, and there are some verses that relate to that phrase. So when I discovered that book, man, it was incredible. It was like an epiphany for me. And I spent many, 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 many hours with my Bible on the table and that book, The Treasure of Scripture Knowledge, and a spiral notebook, or in some cases just a stack of paper, just pages of paper. When I was studying a verse, I would write down all the references that were listed in the Treasure of Scripture Knowledge in a left-hand column. And then I would look each one of those up and write a few words out to the right of it that were relevant to the phrase or the verse I was looking at. And then I would circle the verses that seemed especially powerful or relevant that I thought were more enlightening. And then I would go to those verses that I'd circled, and I'd do the same thing all over again. I'd look them up in the Treasury of Scripture Knowledge. I'd list all those verses. So I wound up sometimes with hundreds of verses, just running cross-references on a particular passage that I was studying. And many times now, there are a lot of them. John 3:16, I just looked at, there were 19 verses that are cross-referenced, but it's very common for there to be 20 or 30 or 40 or more verses cross-referenced. Verse 17 has 28, verse 19 has over 40, so does verse 21. You know, lots and lots of cross-references. Whereas if you just have a Bible with cross-references, you may have two or three. In the Treasury of Scripture Knowledge, you may have 20 or 30. Now, can you imagine what it was like for the men who first began to put these things together? They didn't have computers. They had a Bible. They had some commentaries that other men had written. And they would try to pull out of those commentaries all the cross references they could find and put these together in this Treasury of Scripture Knowledge. It was a monumental task, especially in the days before computers. But God opened these men's eyes to see the possibility of helping people understand His Word, and so they put this together over a period of many, many years. If you buy the actual book, Treasury of Scripture Knowledge, which, by the way, I don't necessarily recommend anymore. I'll explain that in a minute. But the books usually have some introductory comments from a man named R.A. Torrey. You may be familiar with R.A. Torrey. He was a great evangelical Christian leader over 100 years ago. But he didn't really put it together. It's not his work. All he did was write an introduction. They put his name on a cover because he was very influential in that day, in the early 1900s. And so the publishers put his name on it, but it was the work, and he acknowledged that it was the work of another man. The man that originally kind of put it together, and even he didn't do it all by himself, was Samuel Baxter. He was a London publisher back in the early 1800s. But the amazing thing now is this Treasury of Scripture Knowledge has become a part of many Bible study apps. Apps for your smartphone, apps for your iPad, apps for your computer, or programs, I guess, for your computer. On my Android phone is part of an app that I use called My Sword. And so you could download that one and you'll find TSK for Treasury of Scripture Knowledge. It's also part of an app called Pocket Sword that you can use on the iPad, or the Blue Letter Bible, which is on the iPad. I think it has a Treasury of Scripture Knowledge. On the internet, you can find it under Blue Letter Bible if you want to check that out. And then there are lots of programs you can download for your computer if you prefer to do all your work at your computer. I use one called the Online Bible, which is really not online. You download it. It's a little bit sophisticated. There's another one called eSword, which is probably a little more user-friendly. And I'm sure there are many, many others. And they all refer to the Treasury of Scripture Knowledge as TSK. But the amazing thing now is that these apps not only list the cross-references like the original book did, but they'll include the verse right there at your fingertips. I mean, you click on it and you look and you see the verses right there. You don't have to look each verse up. It's right there. Just click and read. And when I think about all the hours that I used to spend writing the references down by hand, looking them up, copying parts of the verses down, and then doing it all over again, and then doing it all over again, page after page after page. And that was great stuff, and I enjoyed it, and I loved it. But I marvel now at how easy the Lord has made it to do cross-references using the Treasury of Scripture Knowledge in one of your Bible study apps. So, are you using it? Do you use the Treasury of Scripture Knowledge? If you're really serious about Bible study, if you're really serious about your Bible study, you need to be using this app. In the introductory comments that R.A. Torrey wrote for this wonderful Bible study tool, he said something to the effect, the best commentary on the Bible, you've heard this quote many times, haven't you? The best commentary Bible on the Bible is what? Yeah, the Bible itself. My son Tim and I were talking about this the other day, and he quoted some other Bible teacher who said, the Bible sheds a lot of light on a lot of commentaries. And that's really, really well said. So if you're not studying the Bible this way, I want to encourage you, get the Treasury of Scripture Knowledge. Get some of these Bible study apps and learn how to do the cross-references. Father, help us to become better students of your word. Help us to learn how to use cross-references more effectively, the Treasury of Scripture Knowledge. Thank you so much for the men that you raised up long ago to study your Bible so thoroughly that they could find other references to the same topic in different places in your Word. And thank you that you gave them the skill and the understanding, the knowledge to put it together in a way that we can use very easily. So Lord, help us to use this wonderful tool to hear what else you have to say about different parts of your Word. Help us to put your Word together with other parts of your Word and learn how to be good students. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.